There was a big curling championship, the National Curling Club Championship, over the weekend in Wausau. With us, we have Akim Soussens, president of the Wausau Curling Club, and Jim Forrest, member of its board of directors. Let's dive in. Kim, can you tell us about the field of competitors and from how far they came to compete?
Absolutely. We had competitors from as far away as Alaska and Los Angeles, all the way over to Massachusetts. It was a great field of competitors and exciting curling.
And Jim, I understand Wisconsin teams didn't come out on top. How far did our local teams come in the competition?
Well, they were very competitive, and I know we saw emails from them this morning. They were really proud to represent the host club. They didn't do that well. They took some of the teams into extra ends, which is like extra innings in baseball. And the women's team actually beat one of the top teams. But the winners came from Colorado and New York State.
And Kim, can you talk about why curling has such a strong connection with central Wisconsin?
There's a long history of curling. We've been curling. We started on the Wisconsin River in 1922, I think. Moved to a curling facility in Marathon Park, and 10 years ago we opened a fabulous 8-sheet building right in downtown Wausau.
And Jim, can you talk about the Wisconsin curling scene? How active is it? How much goes on through the curling season here in the state?
Well, I think you could safely say that Wisconsin, the Minnesotans might disagree a little bit, but really Wisconsin is the center of curling in the United States. I think we have more curling clubs in Wisconsin than some of the other total regions around the country. And Wausau is right in the center of the state, so we're perfectly located to host an event like this. Curling goes back a long way. As Kim said, our club goes back to the early 1900s when folks were throwing rocks out on the river. I know the Milwaukee Club goes back into the late 1800s, and some of the other clubs around the state are as old as that as well. One of the fascinating things to me as an import from Michigan is that you'll find curling clubs in some of the smallest communities in the state of Wisconsin. I was in one in Arlington a couple of years ago, and I think they have two or maybe three sheets. And it's just a very, very small club, but they're active. They have strong membership, as we do here. We have a membership of over 400 people. And as Kim mentioned, we have curling families that go back generations. Their grandfathers and great-grandfathers, perhaps, were involved in curling, and some of those family members are still active today.
And Kim, with that in mind, what was the turnout like at this weekend's championships?
We were not sure what to expect. We had great publicity, and a lot of local people came out. There were a lot of families that came to visit their children who were curlers. And it was a very great turnout. We were very, very, very pleased with the people that turned out to watch curling. We had a lot of folks that walked in and said they had never seen a curling match. And this curling was extremely high level and very exciting to watch.
And Jim, just in our last few moments, if someone listening wants to get into the sport, doesn't know how, what would be a good starting point?
Well, our season is wrapping up, but if anyone is interested, they can go to our website, wausaucurling.org, and they can click on Learn to Curl, and they can see how the curling game is played and see how they might position themselves as being someone interested in coming out next fall. We'll begin in October, and we'll have Learn to Curl sessions here at the Wausau Club several times. Those are easy to come to. You just need to wear a pair of clean rubber-soled shoes. We'll supply the equipment. We'll supply the instruction. And we like to say in a couple of hours you can learn how to curl.
Well, thanks to both our guests, Kim Soussens, president of the Wausau Curling Club, and Jim Forrest, member of its board of directors. They joined us with a recap of the National Curling Club Championships held over the weekend in Wausau.